harumph about the wheat. It's Friday. We talk about movies. Kristen and Rafer are here. Kristen, you are what?
I'm culture producer for The Takeaway.
And Rafer?
I'm the co-host of Movie Date, and I'm a film critic at Newsday.
All right. We got three movies to talk about. The first one is Our Brand is Crisis. I love the premise of this movie. Here's a clip.
Let me make this clear to you. Please. I am the one in charge.
Oh.
Do you understand?
No. See, you're not in charge.
What did you just say?
Maybe nobody's in charge. Maybe we're all just rolling down a hill and there's no one at the wheel. I don't know. Sir, why can you not say what you're supposed to say?
Where's because I'm
problem?
Not just a puppet
of
for you to play
with. Of course
you
are. Of course you're a puppet. We're just pawns.
Political consultants / CIA agents. I don't know what to make of this here. Rafer, what did you think?
Well, that's Sandra Bullock playing Calamity Jane Bodine. She's an American consultant in Bolivia trying to get her guy elected as president. Billy Bob Thornton plays Pat Candy, her nemesis. This is based on the documentary from 2005, a real story. I think this film wants to be kind of partly a jaundiced satire of politics. Partly it wants to take you, into the war room so you can hear the strategizing. Somehow it doesn't work. I feel like it feels a little bit like an early episode of West Wing to me. It's all very familiar. A lot of talk about polls and advertising, et cetera, et cetera. And I think when it starts to get weepy and it starts to ask us to get all teary-eyed about the plight of Bolivia, it just hasn't earned the right. And somehow this movie just can't quite find the right tone.
Kristen?
I totally agree with you, Rafer, on this. And part of the problem is they didn't really know what to make Calamity Jane. In the beginning, she may as well be Miss Congeniality before the makeover. She's just clumsy and sloppy, and she eats lots of chips, and she's a hot mess, and then suddenly she's strategizing. But none of her strategies actually seem very groundbreaking, except for maybe one that I can think of. It was hard to get behind this movie, and in the end, it felt more like a crisis than a movie.
You're tough on Bullock, Kristen, I have to say. In Gravity, it was all breathing. Now she's a hot mess. Oh, my goodness. The number two movie here that we're going to look at this weekend is Truth, about a very, very, memorable, we probably still remember it, incident that happened at CBS News.
They're going to start an investigation, and CBS wants to appoint an independent panel to take a look at how the story is put together. And I'm going to announce it tomorrow. I'm going to apologize for the story on air.
Andrew asked you to apologize?
He didn't ask.
Dan, that's... Surrender.
Dan is Dan Rather. Andrew is Andrew Hayward. These are real people being played by Kristen.
Kate Blanchett also. Let's not forget her.
Right,
she's
Mary Mapes.
And
yeah.
This is all about how she's a legendary producer in CBS history. And she brought this story to the fore where we're looking at then President George W. Bush's record during the Vietnam War, where he kind of thinks to some calls got to not be drafted, and then it looks at his record while he was serving as an Air Force pilot, sort of, here in the States. And she was somebody who was very important in the news world at one point. Abu Ghraib, she broke that story. But in this story, there's the question of, did she actually get all of her facts right?
And there were some documents that were not exactly authentic, and that's what brought Rather down. He stepped down. Mary Mapes was fired. We'll talk about that a little more later this hour. But what did you think of how they put this story together?
I was a little bit curious about this film when it first came out because I thought this was going to be sort of an apology or kind of a vindication of Mapes and Rather, and I think it does give them their due. And Kate Blanchett, by the way, is just incredibly good as Mary Mapes. She's fantastic. But I thought this film was actually really even-handed in the way that it shows how the process happened, what went wrong, the rush to air, and even though all the characters get to make their speeches and tell their side, there's always someone who can step in and say, yeah, but you didn't get the story right. It wasn't 100% airtight. And I thought it was
a great movie.
I really enjoyed it.
Agreement.
Loved it.
From Rafer and Kristen. Last question. Is Bradley Cooper a good chef in Burnt? We don't have time for a clip.
he's quite a sexy rock star of a chef in this movie.
He's a horrible man. He's abusive. There's nothing good about him. But we do have on this week's podcast a bit of a radio play of the movie, our own parody of it. So you'll see how we really feel about him.
Burnt gets burnt on the podcast.
Indeed.
Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway, co-host of the Movie Day podcast with Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and co-host of the podcast. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too, John.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.